This is the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm joined today by Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. How's it going, Molly?
It's going well.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on to talk about some legislation to end a couple of incentive programs. One is by State Representative Kevin Calvey. He's a Republican from Edmond. And this bill would end Oklahoma's film rebate program by the beginning of January. You talked with several people in Oklahoma's film industry. What are they saying about this proposal?
They're saying that the Oklahoma Film Rebate Enhancement Program keeps productions coming here for movies. The rebate started in 2011, and since that time, 50 films have been shot here, including the award-winning August in Osage County.
What are some of the other states that are competing with Oklahoma for movie production right now?
So Georgia has really made a name for itself in the film and television business. I mean, if you watch anything Steve Harvey makes, it has the Georgia Peach logo at the end. Oklahoma Film and Music Office Director Tavisofsky was telling me that Georgia had the same back and forth that Oklahoma had with its rebate program. Their legislators would say it's not worth the money, and then they would increase it. But once the legislators stopped threatening to end it, the film companies set up shop. So in 2010, the first sound stage was built. And now there are more than 40. So in 7 years, that's pretty huge growth.
As somebody who lived in Missouri for many years, I was really excited about the new Netflix series Ozark. But that wasn't even shot in Missouri. It was filmed in Georgia, too.
I know. I was really disappointed about that as well. I was expecting, you know, the Lake of the Ozarks area to become the next New Mexico, where people would go visit the sites. But yeah, it was shot in Georgia.
So overall, does the film rebate program bring in more revenue than it cost the state?
The film rebate was one of the first programs reviewed by the Incentive Evaluation Commission's third-party analysts. So that commission is going to spend the next few years evaluating all of the incentive and rebate programs in the state, such as quality jobs. So the firm found that the rebate enhancement program has a return on investment of 13 cents for every dollar. But Tava has long argued that if she had more money, she could bring in more films and even a TV show, so that return could be higher.
Well, let's talk about another piece of legislation to end a tax credit. This one was filed by State Senator Julie Daniels, a Republican from Bartlesville, and it would end the Oklahoma Affordable Housing Tax Credit. This is a credit to help build or renovate low-income housing. According to people you talk to, what would happen without this credit?
Oh, affordable housing projects statewide would likely come to a halt. This money helps provide what developers like to call gap financing. And so in the affordable housing development world, you need all the public money you can get to help keep your rent low or your sale costs low, to keep them, of course, affordable. So if developers are aiming for a low rent amount, they might not be able to achieve it if this public money is gone. This would be another hit for affordable housing, with President Donald Trump's budget cutting money to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Developers are concerned there could be a decline in low-income housing tax credits, which is the federal piece that helps fund affordable housing.
Now, what are some examples of developments that have taken advantage of this particular credit?
I wrote about 126 units in Coweta that were renovated. The next one that was really interesting is the old hospital in Guthrie is slated to receive tax credits to turn that building into senior housing. And there's a huge demand for senior housing. So and that building looks like it's falling apart. So, you know, anything we can do to renovate it, especially if there's public money available, would help keep that from being a public nuisance.
Now, three counties in Oklahoma aren't eligible. That's Oklahoma County, Tulsa, and Cleveland counties. Why not?
So the goal was to spread the money to the entire state. For developers, obviously, it's more attractive to build in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. But at 23rd and Lincoln, legislators try not to keep everything in urban areas. So excluding those counties is to make it more attractive to build affordable housing developments in rural Oklahoma.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.